Angelo.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So nice to be performing with my favorite love of life, my instrument oud. I hope you are familiar with it, and if you're not, I hope you fall in love with it tonight as I did some years ago. My name is Negar Buban. I come from a Kurdish-Iranian background. I come from Iran. And I have planned for a program in three parts for the first part of the concert, which is a solo of mine, and then it will be followed by another solo set by Tamara Lukasheva. The three parts I'm going to perform, I will introduce one by one before every part. And it comes, of course, from the music culture I come from, which is a combination of Persian and Kurdish. I guess the Persian side is more conscious. The Kurdish side is probably coming from the deeper levels, kind of unconsciously dropping out. But the first piece is addressing the Kurdish side a bit more directly too. And the way I deal with my music is also a combination of improvisation and partly composed melodies. And by partly composed, I mean that the whole shape of a melody is decided already, especially the parts that go with words. Those who know Persian music are already familiar with the concept. And the first part, which I can consider a piece, but it's a combination of different ideas. For me, it's imagining someone who's got lost, but not in a place. You know, if somebody is lost in a place, it means that the place is not familiar and he or she cannot find his way back home. The piece, for me, is somebody lost in time. The time is not familiar. I mean, the times that he or she is living in is not familiar. And it's not possible to find its way back home. And I've stolen the title from a writing by a composer from Iran. His name is Samin Bahçıvan. As the translation of the title of his writing would be Ask the Tree, because he's saying all the time that I don't know what time it is, I don't know what day it is, I don't know what month it is. You can ask the tree. So there it goes, ask the tree. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
you.